What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, New Zealanders were being held in quarantine at the South Australia border with the shaky start to the beginning of the Trans-Tasman bubble, and New Zealanders being allowed to travel into New South Wales and the Northern Territory and not being expected to travel further afield into other Australian states. Then today, news that South Australia has established its own travel bubble with New Zealand, and those New Zealanders who were being held in managed isolation have been freed to continue their travel. South Australia is now welcoming New Zealanders, and South Australia Tourism's website couldn't make it plainer. Hey New Zealand, when you're good and ready, our table is set and we can't wait to see you. And Rodney Harricks is the CEO of South Australia Tourism, and he joins me now. Good evening, Rodney.
Good evening, Karen, and good evening to your listeners.
What's for lunch?
Oh, look, I was just talking to your colleague. I've got some beautiful Adelaide Hills cheese that we're having for dinner, but I'm sure tomorrow we could rustle up some wonderful seafood with some amazing South Australian wines. Like, I mean, we know that Kiwis really do love South Australia. They love their food, they love their wine, and they have enjoyed it in good numbers. In the past, and we're looking forward to welcoming them.
You want us back?
We do want you back. Look, I guess the thing that's really interesting is, and we saw it as we opened up our borders within Australia, is this separation. And, New Zealanders and Australians are always being big travellers. And I think it was just amazing to see the connection, people coming together. And I think this is the real opportunity. Come together, enjoy what we have to offer. And if we can do that between South Australia and New Zealand, I think it's a great thing. There's much to be had. There's a good two-way flow of visitation historically, and hopefully we'll get to that shortly. But we are ready and waiting to welcome Kiwis to South Australia.
Why the change of heart? I mean, you obviously want tourism numbers, but it was a pretty quick turnaround to get this campaign up and running.
Oh, look, one of the things that's been really important for us, Karen, is to keep in touch with Kiwis. Look, everybody's been spending a lot more time at home. They've had a lot of time to think and consider about what they'd like to do. We've really kept in touch with Kiwis. We've kept our activity going throughout COVID. And really, today's announcement has really just sort of kept things going. We've been talking to Air New Zealand about the resumption of their Auckland to Adelaide direct flights. So there's been a lot of work happening there behind the scenes. And again, I think, today's announcement is just a good step forward to really get people back together. As you indicated, there are a number of people that came across through Sydney. The great thing is that those people are now out of quarantine and home, getting home to see people that they'd come to see. So we think that's a positive. But again, as I said, we're looking forward to welcoming people back. We had about 43,000 come here last year. What we know is that Kiwis love the Murray River. They love to get out on our river experiences. They love what Adelaide's got to offer. They're also really confident driving, so they do a lot of self-drive holidays in South Australia as well.
Well, Rodney, in terms of COVID in South Australia, how many current cases of COVID are there in the state at the moment?
They're in hotel quarantine, and I have to be corrected, but I think it's two or three. So, but they're returning Australians that are in hotel quarantine. So, I think this is the really encouraging thing. Like, I mean, as countries, both New Zealand and Australia, have put a lot of effort into how they've managed COVID, how we as society, now start to live with this. I think it's particularly exciting, the talk about our countries being able to travel to each other. I think that is particularly encouraging.
How's it been for the state this year? It's been a difficult year for everyone, but how has South Australia been coping?
Look, Karen, it's been a really interesting year. We finished out last year, with drought, and then we went into bushfires. And I guess the thing that, I would say is that, we've worked through that, and, Australia lives with bushfires. All nations have their things, but, we live with bushfires. And, on Kangaroo Island, where they hit us hard, the regeneration there has been amazing. I was over there last week, And Kangaroo Island is seeing amazing regeneration. You know, and so now we've, you know, lived through or we're living through COVID. But again, I put it down. There's a really committed and focused health professionals. They've really helped us through. We've seen the tourism sector. South Australians have been getting out and about around our state. And as I said, as we've opened up to New South Wales and Queensland, we've seen a high influx of visitation. So for us, that's a great step forward. You know, and there's a sense of confidence coming through into the tourism sector. Tourism is so important to regional communities, to young people. And I know it's the same in New Zealand. I've had the opportunity to live in New Zealand for a year and a half. I know what tourism means to your economy as well. So I think this is a really important one to be able to support this sector.
Well, it sounds like you're going to look after us, so where the bloody hell are we? And we can fly directly into South Australia. And as you said, there's the Murray River, Kangaroo Island, good place to visit, and perhaps go on a road trip or two. What else can we do while we're there?
Look, I tell you, there's one thing that is really amazing is our outback. Our outback is, 3.5 to 4 hours, the Flinders Ranges. They are just spectacular. They're easy. There's great quality accommodation. Or if you head out to our west coast, something that is really different, you can swim with Australian sea lions. They call these the puppies of the sea. You float across the surface, the water is about 1.5 metres deep, and these beautiful Australian sea lions swim underneath you, blow bubbles into the goggles. Or if you want to take the adventure a little bit further, you can do a swim in a cage with great white sharks. Now, that's
I don't know about that.
Started. I've got to tell you, Karen, it's quite an experience.
I bet.
I had my daughter at 7 years old in a cage, and she was just mesmerised. It's you go quite a way out to sea. It's a couple of hours in a boat out to the Neptune Islands, but it's an amazing experience. You come back, and then you can, celebrate what the west coast of South Australia is all about. Our seafood, our oysters, just spectacular and beautiful area. Lots of amazing beaches. It's just gorgeous.
Well, you're giving it the hard sell, Rodney. You're sounding good. Sounds like we want to get there and spend some money.
Karen, we look forward to it. And, as I said, it's just great to be able to connect people again. I think this is the emotional side of things that COVID, being able for people and families to come together, it's so incredibly important, and also to discover our amazing countries. I think that's the exciting opportunity.
Fantastic. Good news all round. Travel bubble open with South Australia. So thanks for joining us tonight.
Lovely to talk to you, Karen, and to your listeners in New Zealand. We look forward to welcoming you to South Australia, and stay safe, yeah?
Yep. Good on you. Thank you. Australia Tourism Chief Executive Rodney Harricks. So sounds like could be fun, doesn't it? But don't forget that you'll have to quarantine when you come back, and you'll have to pay for your quarantine for 2 weeks at a cost of about $3,000. So add that to the cost of any trip that you might be going on. I think Rodney's gone now. He didn't hear that.